This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me?
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, right in downtown Manchester. And we are here. Steve Freeman is in the house today.
Ooh,
Wake
ooh.
The Health Up America.
Missed you, Steve.
And he says it's nice outside, which...
nice.
The sun is out.
I was like cold when I walked in here, so I wasn't sure. So the sun is out. See, I've been inside since 8:30 this morning. I haven't even really looked out there, I guess. So
it is. It's relatively nice. It's cool, but it's, you know, it's in the mid-40s. The snow is melting.
There we go. Wow, that's good. I kind of think so too. I'm afraid to say that though. I'm going to knock on some wood right now because I hope it stays like that. But it hasn't been too bad. It seems like when it snows, it kind of goes away right after.
That's what the winter has been.
Yeah. So I like your glasses. Are those new?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, these are some readers as I approach my 50s. But I'm getting quite used to wearing them all day long.
They look dapper. You can see with them even though they're readers?
Yeah, they're just 1.25, so they're just a skosh more than 20/20.
Oh, wow. Okay, all right.
So, like, just small text and stuff. But, yeah, everything's in focus. I don't like to wear them when I drive. I don't need them when I drive, just reading up close, et cetera. It's okay. My cell phone. My cell phone did it to me. Spending too much time on Facebook that it took my eyesight.
That happens.
It does.
So what's new, everybody? What's new, Trace, as she sticks a chip in her mouth?
As I stick a chip in my mouth.
It is a new year. Do we have any New Year's resolutions or goals?
Clearly, I'm not doing well on my today.
All in moderation.
I was talking to Carol about this when I came in. If you are on the go all the time, it's imperative to prepare your foods because if you don't have things to go, that's the first thing you do is grab a grilled cheese. I put some avocado on it. Does that count?
That's
something
good.
Healthy.
Yeah, that's good.
So, you know, it's like
that'll offset.
If you don't have prepared foods, you just kind of have to make do with what you can get. And I know there's probably healthier choices, but you just kind of grab it on the go. And this is probably the worst thing I've eaten. I've been so good.
I think the more I see on social media and friends, I know, 10, 20 people who are doing a cleanse in January. And cleanses force you to prepare your food. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a cleanse for a week and a half now. And I just had an apple. I had a date bar just a few minutes ago. Because I don't have time for my normal lunch, so I'm supplanting with good snacks. It makes me buy fresh fruit and vegetables every day. Yep. And I have to tell you, this is the second time I've done a cleanse, and say what you will out there, people. If it works for you, it works for you. If it doesn't, let it work for those who it does. It works for me. I shed weight. But what it does, and it's doing already, is it recalibrates your taste buds to appreciate wholesome, pure food.
That's true.
I had some Tabasco yesterday, first time I've had a bottled hot sauce. I usually use chili oil, which is just chili pepper sitting in sunflower oil. And the Tabasco sauce, I was like, wow. And it's all, Tabasco is actually all real ingredients. And it was just like danced all across my tongue. So I enjoy the cleanse for that because it purifies your system, I guess. But it really, potato chips would just be like caustic.
Yeah, because you get used to the healthy, even like sugary things are too sweet.
Correct.
When you do that, it's true.
Yep. And when you come off the cleanse and you have a cookie or a brownie or a Tootsie Roll or anything that has, even things that have just a small amount of sugar like Crystal Light, it's like such an overload of sweetness.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like you remembered it.
No,
you know?
Not at all.
Yeah.
So that's for sure. Helping. I guess we started on the point of planning your meal. So that's been helping me a lot in staying focused all day and making sure I can only eat these 29 items. So what am I going to be able to chow on all day? Because I think we all have an addiction with food, not just the three of us. I mean, everyone, we all battle with, or
me?
Most of us.
No, I don't.
Let's review your post. And mine. There's a lot of food.
Well. Speaking about pre-portioned food, yes, I am having some pre-portioned food, but there is a place, and I'm going to order from here next week, so I will report. I'm actually going to pick it up on Monday. I'm going to report next Thursday how well it is. But Daryl and I, we don't get to Manchester too much anymore. I mean, I do come to the office, but then I go right home. And we kind of stay home now, you know, because
it's
we
a
love
bit
our
more
house
of a drive,
and,
too.
And if we do, we'll go out in New Boston, you know, yep. which is not a whole lot. So anyway, we were out and about last Friday night, and we said we hadn't seen my buddy Neville over at Veranda. So we said, you know, let's go check out Veranda and go see what's happening. And downtown was packed Friday night. It was packed. So we couldn't park on Hanover Street. We parked on Union Street. So we parked on Union, came around the corner, and Restoration Cafe, where the old Farnham Center is, it's called the Flats now. It's mm-hmm. it's a whole bunch of beautiful, I guess, 300-square-foot apartments.
300?
300 square
wow.
feet.
I think they're yeah. very small, like studios, and they share
yes.
common space or something.
Yes.
I haven't seen it. But
yes.
Wow.
Well, when I saw the Restoration Cafe, because that's my friend Tom Puskerich, who used to run Z, I saw him in there. They were closed, but we're knocking on the door, and he came and let us in. It is so beautiful. Really, really nice in there. I mean, funky, funky, funky. His tables, it's kind of industrial, kind of.
Oh,
and then
I
he
like
has
that.
Some old stained glass windows from a nearby church that they were
okay.
they were tearing down or something. And it the tables, I looked at the tables and I'm like, I want this for my kitchen. I mean, I want this table for my kitchen. Do you know what the tabletops were? You will never, ever guess what the tabletops were. The bottoms were all made out of pipes. Like
yeah,
all
I've
old
seen that.
Pipes,
yep.
black pipes,
yep.
wicked funky looking. The tops were bowling alleys.
Are you kidding me?
Isn't
oh, really?
That cool?
That is really cool.
And they're kind of thick with a nice edge on them. Oh my gosh, it was really, really
so
beautiful.
So they're heavy.
Yes.
A friend of mine has a couple of bowling alleys intact, removed. She's a wood carver sort of thing, and they're like, whatever they are, 80 feet long. They're like 3 1/4 inches
oh,
thick.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
they're
exactly
beautiful.
This.
Yeah.
They were.
Who knew they were that
thick?
Yeah, right.
Right? But I'll tell you, the place looks so nice, and he does a lot of his catering out of that kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have the menu here. He's doing like a soft open. So, you know, and what Tom was also trying to do, he's doing a your personal chef. He's preparing
right.
pre-portioned meals, fairly healthy. You can give, you know, I think you can tell, well, you can obviously tell him your dietary needs and stuff like that, but, you order by Sunday. He puts up right now. It's a closed group. Cause he's doing it to a few people mm-hmm. and pretty soon it'll be opened up to everybody. And, so I'm going to order on Sunday and
so you're going to order some of his,
I'm
going to
order his, well,
meals.
He, and so he gave us the whole tour and, you know, the whole spiel and all that. And he gave us two meals to take with us. It was, I'm not going to say it right, but bottom line, it was delicious. It was so good. It was like a chicken thigh meat with, you know, onions and figs in there. There was figs in
really?
There and some squash. And, oh, my gosh, it was so good. It was like to die for. It was very, very good.
Well, I'm looking at the menu, and it's really.
Isn't the menu awesome?
Snake oil smoothies, Dr. Tom's e-juice tonics. I just love the names.
I know.
Well.
And it's so cool in there. It's really, and I mean, Tom's a great chef. If anybody remembers Z,
yep.
Food and Drink, you know, he knows his stuff. So, but I think that this menu looks really, really good. So it's over on Hanover Street, right on the corner of Hanover and Union. Mm-hmm. It's where the old Farnham Center was, and
right.
it's all redone and beautiful outside place to be able to eat when, you know, of course, when the weather
yeah.
Always
turns. Looking for places to look outside.
Yeah,
outside
it's a cute little
courtyard.
Yep. Yeah, with some wrought iron, you know, like a fence and stuff, but very, very nice.
I've been meaning to get there, and I drove by there this morning on the way to work just to set my eyes on it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Well, you know, I guess you can go park in the Saigon parking lot. Right
oh,
next
is that
door.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And head on over to there. So, yeah, menu looks great. There's it's not a huge menu, but there's quite a bit of variety. He does daily specials too. And you know what he does his daily specials on? Right on the wall there's this, you know, those big brown paper, you know,
graph
on those
paper.
Big rolls,
yeah.
mm-hmm. you know.
Like deli paper?
Yes,
yes,
but you know, brown.
Yeah.
yeah. It there's like a big, big roll on the wall, and it pulls down and, you know, goes behind a bar so it doesn't roll back up. And each day they write their specials on that and then just rip it off and
that's
start.
Great.
And
it's
isn't that
really
cool?
Neat. Yeah,
I just thought that
unique.
Was so cool.
I like
so
that.
I will report next week on Restoration Cafe over on Hanover Street. I'm going to get some Carol and I are going to get some pre-portioned meals.
And I want to. I want to go try one of some of their smoothies. They
I know.
Really good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of smoothies, too, Donna is ready, so we're going to get to Donna in just 1 second.
Smooth Donna.
But we are going to be joined at the top of the hour with Lou Vain of Milk and Honey. It's a brand new place. It's opening up on Elm Street.
Right across the
street. Right on Elm and Hanover.
Yeah.
Oh,
the 889.
Yes, yes.
I saw they pulled down that brown paper.
Yes, they pulled down the brown paper. Isn't
it looks
beautiful?
So cool inside.
Wicked nice. So we'll be talking with Lou about Milk and Honey and his other businesses that he does as well. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be joined with...
We have Jonathan Blitz from Alpha Omega Fitness Equipment. And he's going to be coming on and talking about, you know, just a lot of things fitness related, you know, things that you can do at home to with and without fitness equipment and, you know, proper ways to use fitness equipment and
perfect.
All of that. So,
perfect. Yeah. So without any further ado, Donna from Delaware. Hey, Donna. Donna's Delights.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing in there?
Oh, we are awesome. How about you?
Y'all talking about doing stuff without equipment. I got a lot of things in here I can do without some equipment. But I guess we won't talk about that,
you
right?
You do.
Okay. All right.
We'll save that for Howard Stern.
I can get a can of tuna fish and maybe some chickpeas and maybe we could do some things, strange things. No, I'm just playing. How y'all feeling?
Good. Awesome. How about you?
I'm great. How's life been treating everyone?
Very good.
Very good.
We're not under 2 feet of snow, so I am happy.
Oh, I'm glad about it. Now I can come. Well, it gets a little warmer, then I had to come up there. But y'all got a little too much cold for me. It's a little bit too chilly for Donna's bones. I don't want this chili and beans and all everything hot.
It's not too bad, though.
Today's I can't
nice.
Deal with that. It's y'all a little too cold for me. What y'all laughing at? Don't laugh at me. I ain't got much to say. Y'all don't know what to say when I'm on. Y'all just let me do whatever. Why y'all do that?
We do.
Sometimes
because...
I need a beating. No, never mind. I ain't going to talk about that.
Yeah, don't. Please.
You ready?
We're ready.
Listen to y'all. Okay. All right. Like, maybe I ain't got enough for the day. You know I got something. All right. Here we go. Me being me, I'm the type of chick that can get in where I can fit in. I like to take my taste buds all around the world while this behind of mine stays parked in the first state. Now, while I was surfing the net, I was able to catch a wave, and I came across a recipe named shashuka. Now, it's a onomatopoeia. That's a Hebrew and North African word, which means all mixed up. Now, that's my kind of dish, when you can throw something into the pot and come out with another onomatopoeia word I love, banging. They make this in Israel for breakfast, and they serve it along with bread. Now, don't be thrown off by the name shashuka, like some of y'all are all shashuka by what's going on in that White House. Well, don't be. Here's just another onomatopoeia for the world to see us. Like oink, roof, meow, those are all onomatopoeias. So shashuka is just tomato gravy and eggs. And the recipe of the week, shashuka is off the hookah. Here's what you'll need to have everybody doing onomatopoeia going onomatopoeia, cuckoo for your onomatopoeia, whatever you're sizzling on the stove. You'll need 1/4 cup of olive oil, 1 medium onion sliced thin, 1 large red pepper, one tablespoon of sriracha, but if you like it a little hot, go ahead and use a little more. 2 to 3 cloves of garlic, 1 tablespoon of Hungarian paprika, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, 1 teaspoon of ground marsala, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 2 cups of cherry tomatoes, 3 teaspoons of tomato paste, kosher salt, and fresh ground pepper. 1 cup of minced cilantro or parsley, 6 eggs, capers, feta cheese, and artichoke hearts. Now, in a blender, you're going to place the following. Your sriracha, your sugar, your garlic, paprika, cumin, your ground marsala, your cherry tomatoes, and your tomato paste. You're going to blend that well. You're going to set it aside. Next, you're going to heat your olive oil in a large, deep skillet. Once that olive oil is hot, you're going to add those onions and red peppers. You're going to cook for about 6 minutes or until those onions and peppers are golden brown. Now, pour in your tomato mixture and mix well. Cook on reduced heat for about 5 to 10 minutes. Now, with a large spoon, you're going to make little wells, and you're going to crack your eggs one by one directly over that sauce, allowing your eggs to cook. Now, if you like your eggs a little softer, you cook for about 5 to 6 minutes. If you like them a little well done, cook them a little longer until you get those eggs the way you like them. You're going to sprinkle on your cilantro, your feta cheese, you fill those capers, and you place some artichoke hearts, and you're going to serve it with some crusty bread or naan bread. That's what I served mine with last night. Now, this dish can be eaten for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, because anytime you're going to serve shashuka, it's a winner. Now, here is my favorite automatopoeia.
That was a lot of words that I never heard before.
Now, automatopoeia, I was psyched over that, Tracy, when I found out banging is automatopoeia. Oink, automatopoeia.
Donna, what is garam masala?
Garam masala is a spice it's an Indian spice that comes in, you can get it in any Indian food market, and it has different spices already mixed up. So it's a spice blend? That's like how that spice blend girl does. You know, she has all those spices blended up. Garam masala is already blended up. You can find it in any Indian store.
You can buy it at the white boy stores, too. I just never know what to do with it.
I ain't found it at the black boy store. All I found is chicken and collard greens there, but that's okay. You know, that's life.
That recipe sounded very interesting.
It was good.
I love capers, so anything with capers.
But, you know, the original one they do is in Israel. That's where they have shashuka, and they actually have a shashuka restaurant. So when I get to Israel, I'm definitely going to have the hookah with some shashuka. You know me, you know. But
yes,
banging. It was really, really tasty, because normally I don't eat eggs in tomato sauce. Do y'all?
Eat eggs with tomato sauce?
Sometimes.
Eggs in tomato sauce.
No.
Sometimes I'll put some salsa on my eggs, but it's
a tomato base, and it poached the eggs. And Teddy was in here tearing it up. And what made it really good was that bite of feta cheese on top. Oh, it was banging.
Ooh, okay.
And
sounds good.
Yeah, and the artichoke heart sounded really good too. I love artichoke. Yeah.
Artichoke heart. Yeah. Well, they normally you can serve it with meat or anything, but the base of it is frying the onions and the peppers first, and then pouring the sauce in and the eggs. That's the staple of it, but you can add different things with it. You can add meat in there if you want, but I'm on this health kick because, you know, Donna's trying to get it right and keep it extra tight because, you know, she got to be fine and fabulous at 40. Anyway, so yes, definitely you can do whatever. You can do a vegan. They had a vegan one where they didn't even use eggs. They used avocados.
Oh, okay. All right. That's my other favorite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anything with avocados is good. So
y'all gonna go look up that word shashuka. Y'all want me to spell it for you, don't you?
Yes,
I'm going here to spell it because y'all know Donna's pronunciation is sometimes a little off. But guess what? I said it right because I went on the internet, and you know YouTube will tell you how to do anything. I'm talking about anything a little strange. But anyway, shashuka is spelled S-H-A-K-S-H-U-K-A. Shashuka. It's off the hookah.
Okay.
It's an automatopoeia. Like banging. You know what banging is? You know what ding dong, kid? Automatopoeia.
Okay.
So, now y'all know life is for living and food is for giving. So go get yourself some shashuka, be off the hookah, because, you know, it's on the booker. And I'll see y'all later, because I got some more automatopoeia to get in. Kid?
See ya.
She sounds like she was falling off of a cliff.
I know. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. That was Donna from Delaware. And you can check her out on the web at Donna's Delights, DEELITES.com, and on Facebook as well. And you are listening to Food for Thought on The Pulse. We're going to go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. live at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. You can also download the TuneIn app, and you can listen to us on there as well. So we are here in studio with Steve Freeman, Wake the Health Up America.
Hello.
And, yeah, we're like all chatting away. Everybody's always on their phones and, you know.
It's the modern world.
I know.
We're living it.
I know. I have to tell Daryl sometimes, you know, if we go out and we're sitting there and he's on his phone, I'm like, hello.
You know, like, I wanted to talk about this today because we're all, everyone, mm-hmm. we're all guilty. Parents are driving with their kids in the car on their phone. We're all doing naughty things with our telephones, cell phones, smartphones. One thing I do enjoy with my girlfriend is when we go out to dinner, we leave the phones in our car.
That's
because
awesome.
There's someone to that if there's, it's a crisis, something, someone will be there to take care of it, like 911 or an ambulance. And it really reconnects you with your lover sort of thing, and you're not distracted. Because what happens is, even if you don't want to use your phone, oh, it's on my phone, let me show you.
Exactly.
Yes.
And
yep.
then once you show you, your partner takes out their phone, and then bye-bye.
And then boom.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree. You know, I'm going to bring that up with Daryl. Maybe he's listening right now. That would be great. Then I wouldn't have to bring,
it, have
up.
To bring it up.
I hope you heard that, Daryl.
I know, right? He's in Manchester doing something, so probably not, but I'm going to have him listen to the replay.
There you go.
Hey, it was a great show. You should really listen.
You got to listen to this part.
Which you can always find at...
foodforthoughtnh.com. Correct. Yes, you can listen to all of the past shows. You're right.
And I think WTPL.com also.
You can go to WTPLFM and it'll connect you to that.
Oh, okay.
So,
there you
yes,
go.
Yes. Wonderful. Today's food holiday is, this is kind of strange. First of all, it's Peanut Brittle Day. Do you like peanut brittle?
I do. It's not something I go to a lot, but if it's there, I will have it, and it's I like it. It's just you got to clean your teeth out after.
Yeah, it gets kind of. But it's also St. Timothy Day, and he is the patron saint against stomach aches.
Wonderful.
Funny?
That's a thing?
I know. Patron saint against stomach aches.
Who came up with this?
I know. And I thought this was really cute. Sometimes they don't make sense to me, but today I liked it. But the quote of the day, the next time you feel like complaining, remember that your garbage disposal probably eats better than 30% of people in the world.
That's sad.
Isn't that sad?
Wow.
And you know,
wow.
Think about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is sad.
You know, on that
think
note,
about
it's,
it.
Wherever you are listening or in the world, you only really know what you know. You can't imagine what it's like living in Haiti or Cuba or Puerto Rico or Serbia or whatever, because we only know that we in America just turn around and throw your dollars out. Somebody will give you more than enough food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
And it's always pained me to throw food down the drain. I hate it. But it's with the psychology of shopping, there's more than enough there, so you overshop. We throw out in the trash like 33% of what America mm-hmm. buys.
And this is why Daryl and I like Blue Apron, plated, all of those, because
yeah.
they give you what you're going to eat.
Yep.
And there's no waste.
Right.
You know, when you get we've talked about this plenty of times, and you're saying the very same thing. You know, you buy like you need cilantro in a recipe. Well, you're not going to use the whole thing of cilantro.
Right.
Pretty rare you're going to use the whole thing of cilantro.
Yep.
And then it's also pretty rare that that same week you're going to have another recipe with cilantro.
Right.
I mean,
right.
you know,
I struggle
you
with,
try
with fresh recipes
to use
like
it,
that.
But I mean, I always throw stuff out.
Yep.
It's terrible.
Yep.
And that's why we like the Blue Apron. And we're anxious to try Restoration Cafe next week. So
yeah. There is value in that where you're just mm-hmm. buying what you need.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yep.
I agree.
And something I've talked about with the board of directors at the co-op is I want to sell fresh herbs in bulk. So if you just need a pinch, buy a pinch. Because why waste it?
That you know which ones
idea.
I really like? That is awesome. But you know which ones I like? You go to Hannaford in the produce section, all right? It's in the produce because it is fresh. They're in these little plastic little tubs. They're maybe 3 or 4 inches high, and they all click together, like the bottom of the cup clicks onto the top of the other one, and they're like all chopped up, like tiny, and it's all fresh.
Oh, really?
I love those. I have a ton of those in my fridge, and that's what I'll use. So you just sprinkle a little bit, and they last forever. They last a long time. It's kind of cool.
Interesting.
See how fast that goes by?
I know.
Wow.
I really
what
the heck?
Time?
Yeah, it's all right. We're at the top of the hour.
So I'll give a call-up update in 2 weeks, and we'll see you all then.
Well, it's great to see you again.
Nice to be back. Nice to be seen.
Yes.
Thank you, ladies.
Yes.
And I'm sad I have to leave. I really want to talk about the, I just forgot the name of it, but the honeycomb place, Milk and Honey.
Milk and Honey.
I want to know the origin of what Milk and Honey is. And the store is so cool looking. I can't wait to try. I know they have smoothies and
all kinds
vegan.
Of stuff. Oh, yeah.
No animals in that store.
Yep. None.
Except a little bit of dairy.
We're at the top of the hour. We are going to go on a short break, and we'll be right back.